Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.
We need to stand united, for undivided we shall never fall. Remember all, we need to trust in and then forever call our brothers and our sisters. And are you and I aware? You and I both know that we can rely on it. The time is prime, planets aligning, no mistaking. For union resurrection.
So yesterday we talked a little bit with the good folks from the Patriotic Millionaires about what kind of a country we wanted. And it was a very good conversation. We've talked about tax rates. We talked about how we're going to fund infrastructure and schools and all of the things and how a progressive tax code was going to be what we needed. That was yesterday. Today, well, it looks like the other direction we will go. In fact, you know, reading from the Republican platform, they write, whenever tax rates penalize thrift or discourage investment, they must be lowered. Wherever current provisions of the code are disincentives for economic growth, they must be changed. We propose to level the international playing field by lowering the corporate tax rate to be on par with or below the rates of other industrial nations. So the corporate tax rates, they want to go down, even though, look, you know, look at what people actually pay, nowhere near the top rate. Also, I'm expecting massive tax cuts for the very well-to-do, which is why we've asked Morris Pearl to come talk with us. He is the chairman of the Patriotic Millionaires Group. Morris, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be in your show.
So, you know, I look at this and I guess, you know, for folks in your stratosphere, folks in your class, very happy day.
Well, not for me. I mean, I don't think it's right that we have a system where people who earn income without working from their investments pay lower taxes, much lower taxes, and to get even lower under Trump's proposals than people that actually have to work for a living and earn a salary by the hour.
But what do you say to the argument, Morris, that, you know, by giving you more money because you're the smart guy, you know what to do with it, that you're going to invest it right and it's going to create jobs for us working people, and then that's going to be good because eventually we give you enough that it falls out of your pockets and the rest of us get something out of it?
Well, not very much falls out of my pockets. When I invest my money, I do it for my benefit, to earn the best return I can so that I can have more money to spend and give to my children and whatnot. The people that actually create jobs, ask your local bartender who creates jobs, and they'll tell you it's having people that come into his bar and Friday nights with more beer money in their pockets. It's guys who are spending money who creates jobs. The total income of everybody cannot be more than the total amount of money everyone spends. So people spend more money, there's more income. And the people that spend their money are the people who have less of it. People that have more money, and you give them still more, they don't spend it, they save it. The people who make less money that spend all the money you give them.
And that seems to me to be a very common sense position. So given that what you just said doesn't seem to jive with the Republican platform or the now president-elect Donald Trump, what are you foreseeing the coming months and coming years bringing us?
Frankly, what I foresee is lower taxes for people like real estate developers who own buildings and rent them out, lower taxes for people who inherit money from their, you know, parents or grandparents, lower taxes for people who have large amounts of money they can invest and live off the interest income, and the people that actually earn their wages by the hour having to pay more than their fair share of the cost of running the country. That's what I foresee, if you want my opinion.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that. But that's not going to do much to quell the anger that I think this vote was really about. Because, look, for the last 40 years, you've had workers' wages stagnant and actually declining. And I don't see that the proposals that thus far that I've seen out of President-elect Trump, I just don't see this moving in that direction.
I agree. But I think what he sees is a whole lot of people, the people who got voting for him, a whole lot of people who sort of remember the Ozzie and Harriet days of the 1950s and sort of see themselves as no longer middle class but now lower class because all these black people and all these Mexicans and Syrian immigrants and everyone else has kind of caught up with them. And they used to be in the middle because the black people were below them. Now they're sort of tied to the last. And I think that's what Trump is correct. He's going to correct. If he institutes a program of xenophobia or racism, then you can say, oh, I'm now going to look down on you and I'm going to feel better. Or I don't really know what people are going to do, but that's kind of what I'm afraid of, because how he's going to try to solve the problem, not by raising up the people who are complaining, but by lowering down somebody else.
Yeah,
and that's not the American way, or at least not the kind of America where I want my kids to grow up.
Yeah,
what I want to do is help the people who are doing poorly, not find somebody else and push them down even lower in order to make other people feel better.
That's such an excellent point you've made, because you know, I remember we had done our civil rights tour back in August of 2015, and we went to one of the plantations, and the woman said that, you know, the whites were just as poor as the blacks, but they weren't black, and they kept telling themselves they were better because they were white, and I think you're right. I think what's coming and what I fear is coming is that we're going to continue to push working people down even further, and you're going to have that racial divide by saying, well, at least you're not them.
Yeah, and maybe that's what people need to be happy. And if that's true, then they're never going to vote for the kind of platforms I support. And I hope that's not the country I live in. But, you know, maybe it is after yesterday. I don't know. It was pretty sad seeing the voting results come in. I mean, even though Secretary Clinton did actually get more people voting for her than for Donald Trump, she lost the election because she lost the part of the country where people are doing poorly economically.
Do you think her being a woman had much to do with it? Because part of my thought here in Pennsylvania, it was the fact is that the two women lost. The three men who ran statewide campaigns, they won. The two women lost.
You know, I don't know. I don't think Ms. McGinty was necessarily the most charismatic person in the state of Pennsylvania.
No.
But I honestly think that the woman card was actually worth less than people thought it was. I think that part of the problem is that people just kind of assume that lots of women would vote for other women. And I think that did not turn out to be the case. You know, maybe they might even, you know, lie to the pollsters. They didn't want to tell people they were going to vote for a man. But I think that Ms. Clinton, anyway, Secretary Clinton, did not do nearly as well as she was anticipating among women.
Yeah. No, and look, I talked to a bunch of people handing out stuff on the poll line, and I got a lot of that. But here's the thing, Morris, and the question that I have going forward is, okay, the election's yesterday. We've got to dust ourselves off, have our period of mourning, and figure out where we can work together, where we can push forward. Because I think Trump does have a couple of good things that I'd love to see him move forward on. Rebuilding our infrastructure being a huge part of that, bringing manufacturing back to the country being the other part.
Well, I don't know how he's going to bring manufacturing back to the country. His plan is really to lower people's wages enough so that manufacturing in America is just like manufacturing in China or someplace else. And I've kind of purported, I'd rather help people make China more like America. I don't really want to make America more like a third world country. But they've kind of gotten us into their idea that the only way to compete with China is to lower ourselves to sort of their standards. And if that's true, that's a problem, I think.
It is a huge problem. And as I said earlier in the show, with the infrastructure stuff, my concern is Republicans have been so vehemently anti-union. In fact, in their platform, they want to repeal the Davis-Bacon Act, which ensures that there's a decent wage, decent hours, decent conditions assigned with any time we use federal money to build projects. It's my fear that that's going to be another one of those, well, another poverty wage kind of job.
Yeah, I mean, I think there could be some work if they actually do want to build a big wall all the way from Corpus Christi to someplace, you know, in the California border, in north south of San Diego. That could provide a lot of jobs for a couple of years. So that's the only upside I can possibly think of to the Trump program, really.
Do you actually see them building a wall? Because I don't. But do you actually see it?
Well, he said he's going to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He said a lot of things.
Dumb idea to me.
What is a dumb idea?
It's sort of technically feasible sometimes.
Well, but as I've said a million times, though, Morris, I'm in favor of building stuff. And if it's a big wall, let's build a giant wall. And then right next to it, put a factory for shovels and ladders.
Well, that might provide a lot of jobs to a lot of people for a few years. I prefer having jobs sort of building highways and bridges and fixing all those broken bridges in the United States. I mean, improving our infrastructure here.
Yes.
But, I mean, maybe building a big wall with a jobs program would be better than nothing.
So let me ask you this, Morris. Is there anything that when you look at Donald Trump, you go, you know, as the group, as the patriotic millionaires are looking to pursue things, is there anything you can see that maybe there's something positive you can get out of this? Because look, I don't want to be all doom and gloom because I get enough of that. I've got enough of that. Is there anything
especially
you see
today
as possible? Any potential?
He did mention this carried interest tax loophole we've been complaining about for years. He agrees on getting rid of that. So that is one thing we've agreed with him about. But, I mean, frankly, no, because my basic position is that people who earn money from passive investments, like owning a building you rent out or owning stocks that pay dividends, should pay income taxes like people that work for hourly wages. And he fundamentally disagrees with that. He thinks that rich people who own investments are better somehow or at least deserve lower taxes. And he also wants to support policies of getting rid of the estate tax, have like an oligarchy, so that his descendants will kind of be permanently wealthy, never have to get jobs. And I think that's just wrong. I don't want to have two classes of people, you know, the people who once had some rich ancestors and then everyone else.
Right. No, we're most certainly more and more becoming unequal and dividing up into two camps, those who have and then the rest of us.
And if that's what you want, then I guess you should have voted for Trump.
Any suggestions on where we go from here?
Well, if anyone wants to join the Patriotic Millionaires, we're patrioticmillionaires.org. But we're going to keep pressing our points and trying to talk to the Republican lawmakers about the same things I've been talking to you about. And we're going to keep going.
It's about organizing. As I've been saying, look, we've got to brush ourselves off. We've got to stand up tomorrow, look to the right and left, find our allies, and move forward to protect Social Security, Medicare, protect all of those institutions that I think make this country actually great.
Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate the time, Morris. Great talking with you. Morris Pearl, he is the chairman of the Patriotic Millionaires Group. If you want to check out their website, patrioticmillionaires.org, we got a link at thericksmithshow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. Listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Have a talk.
This is why we fight, why we lie away. This is why we fight.
Finally, radio for the rest of us. Rick Smith.